Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here at the beautiful Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a nice, crisp, I believe, 90 degrees outside, Stone. How are you hanging in there?
I'm doing well, man, and I think we've hit what we call around here affectionately the Oracle Hour. I think we got Cliff Godwin on deck waiting in the wings, but we have with us in this segment with Oracle India, Mr. Srikant Krishnan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys.
So thanks. I understand you got some things to share with us regarding Flow Builder. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Absolutely. So this is a product that we launched during the Open World last year. Keeping up with, you know, eating your own dog food, we at EBS use our own testing tools to test our product.
That's always a good practice, don't you find?
Absolutely.
That way you know where the problems are before.
Credibility.
Right. And that's been how Oracle has, you know, kind of kept the ecosystem going. The apps driving the database and the database driving the apps. It's a positive cycle, right? It's a reinforcing cycle where each one drives off the other, right? In keeping up with that, what we have done is, you know, we have introduced a new feature called Flow Builder, which allows you to use component-based test script generation. And to make that even, and that is of value by itself, but to make it even more exciting, what we have done in the EBS team is, you know, taken that and seeded it with a starter pack which has pre-built 2,000 pre-built components so customers can, you know, jumpstart their testing, you know, very easily.
And this was your idea?
Kind of.
Come on, I'm pitching
to help you out here,
Srikant.
Everybody thinks, you know, good ideas have a lot of parents, right?
If it's not working out, you had nothing to do with it, right?
No, I think the idea itself was out there. It's not something revolutionary. It's been around for, you know, tens of years. But I think the value itself has been how we have packaged it. So we've taken an idea which has already been out there and really made it accessible to our users by providing the content. And that's where the differentiation comes from, is that, you know, you're not just giving you the framework. We're also giving you pre-built content which you can, you know, start leveraging right away.
So are customers a little skeptical at first? Like when you say, hey, we got this thing figured out. Here we go.
Another new idea for more.
We got a cool name for it and everything.
No, actually, this is one innovation where we were kind of late, in the sense that customers have been asking us about this for quite some time. So they've always been asking us, you know, you do testing. You know, why can't you give me your test assets so I can leverage? Why do I have to do this from scratch? And when we have tried to do this in the past, we always hit the bottleneck that, you know, no two implementations are similar, right? So you cannot take the test that you build for one implementation and use it in another one because your setups are different, your user flows are different, your permissions are different, your data is different. So you pretty much, you know, spend 80% of the effort rebuilding the same thing. So sometimes people think, why don't I start from scratch and do it? So, and this has been the same challenge with Oracle, where people have asked us, why don't you share? And we tell them, you know, we can give you, but it's not going to be of value. So now what we have done is we've taken one step back and, you know, it's like make your own burger kind of thing. So we give you all the ingredients. You put it together the way you like. So that way it gets you much closer than if I gave you, you know, if I tried to satisfy every need of every possible combination of burger that everybody
right,
wanted.
Which is impossible.
It's impossible. So that doesn't work.
So that was a smart move. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to invest your time here at the conference.
So here it's been primarily, so there's a lot of customer interest on this product. And one of the challenges, you know, customers asking us is, you know, who can help us implement this? So most of the time I'm trying to spend here is working with partners.
You're looking for third-party partners that can do that.
Yeah, so they can go ahead, take these components and, you know, help stitch those flows for customers, right? And of course, there are quite a few customers who are interested, who want to get more details, you know, how does this work and how does that work? So spending time on that as well. And, you know, it fits in with the overall message of EBS, and that's what Cliff Gordon talked in his keynote about the three things that we are doing. And the third one is, you know, how do you get a lower cost of ownership? And this fits in there. The insight that actually kind of drove this from our perspective was that in a typical upgrade, you know, 30 to 40% of your cost is actually testing. Right?
Wow.
That's a significant
Makes
portion
sense,
of
but
your...
I guess I haven't really thought
right,
about that.
Right, it's that much.
Right. And with our tool, we are seeing benefits of about, you know, 60 to 70% of saving in that effort that
wow,
you could do.
Wow, that's dramatic.
That's huge.
Right.
So now, you guys are doing a lot of council on the floor here where the customers are coming and asking specific questions for their own system and you're able to help them right there on the spot at this event?
Actually, now it's still more educational, so people are just getting the awareness of it. There are a few customers who have seen it, so they get into much more advanced, but most of the interactions are with, can this really do it? How can I benefit it? You know, I want to see more.
So, what's the risk in their mind of trying it?
I don't know. It's because you know you're selling to people who are in testing, who are in IT, so they tend to be very skeptical, right? So they want to see it work in our scenario, and it's probably also because they have been a lot of tools such as these, which have come with a lot of promise, but have not delivered.
So
right?
They've been under-delivered in the past. Under-delivered
in the past. So test automation is one area where the return on investment pays off over a long period of time. The more you test, the more return you get, right? It's not something that you look, I invest this year and I invest in this quarter
tomorrow,
and see the return
right.
in the next quarter. It's not going to happen. So what we're trying to say is, you know, look at when you actually do testing, right? And a lot of times people say, no, I do testing only when I do an upgrade. And then I say, okay, what about when you do a new acquisition? What do you do a new product launch? Well, bring in a new territory. Oh, yeah, we make changes to our system. What about when you take a new database patch or an operating system
patch? All of a sudden you add that all
together. All of these things actually require testing. And today you don't do that because you don't have tools. So I have to kind of say that, you know, once you have this, it's not just how much testing you do today, but how much testing you can do tomorrow to de-risk finding issues in production, and then the light bulb goes,
because they're going to use it a lot more because they don't have the resources today.
It's like selling a car to a guy who's never owned a car. He's like,
what
I need to get around. Yeah,
I have a horse, right?
Or it's like, I don't go around much.
Right.
But once you have a car,
yeah,
you will
go
around much, right?
Now, do you find yourself in venues like this a lot throughout the year, or is this kind of this and open world, that's about it? Or?
Yeah, primarily this and open world are the two events that I kind of come around. I do a lot of interactions over, you know, web conference and such when people are interested and want to see more of this. We do that a lot, but you know, I fly in here.
You just kick back in the recliner and rest on your laurels the rest of the year, right? You know, I'm the guy that was in on that.
It's just a small
thing.
Just a small trip from the other side of the world, you know, not too keen.
The objective now is to educate your customers and potential customers that this testing is available now, and the flow builders out there, and they should at least explore the take a look at it. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So there are two levels at which we're kind of doing this education. One is, you know, how do you get over your testing challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting conversation where I said the most powerful man in the universe had to go and call a press conference and apologize for not testing his software enough, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
you're not in a unique situation, right? There are a lot of people people who have paid for not having done testing. And then that resonates, right? And then you start off questions of, you know, how many issues have you found in production? And what is the cost of loss of productivity when you find an issue in production? So yeah, that's huge, you know, how do you de-risk that, right? And then how much of testing can you do manually? And the biggest challenge IT people have is that business users don't have the time to test. And the IT folks don't have the business knowledge to test those scenarios. So like, who owns it? Right.
Right.
So you cannot go back to a business user and ask him to come and test all the processes every time you're making a change. So he's like, you know, pick once and that's it. I'm not coming back again. So what we're saying is with this tool, you can encapsulate the knowledge of the business user. You don't have to go back to him. Right. He invests one time, builds those test scripts, and then IT can run that n number of times whenever they need it. So that solves a big challenge. And the other challenge from the business user's perspective is, as soon as you say automated testing, is, oh, that's coding, and I don't,
yeah,
you know,
that's not me.
I don't
right?
want to see the script. So this tool kind of hides that away. It hides the complexity. It puts a nice user interface, you drag and drop. You don't really mess around with code, but you have a user interface where you can do that. So that kind of makes them more comfortable saying that, yeah, I could probably now look at it.
And the best first step for either an end user or one of these third-party support kind of providers, they reach out to you, someone on your team, and if so, what are the coordinates?
So the best place to reach us is to go down to YouTube and search for Flow Builder.
Okay.
Right, Oats Flow Builder. We have a bunch of demos which also have contact information of people they can reach out to. And it's a very, you know, 5-minute demo which kind of shows you how easy it is to build a script. And a lot of customers are like, wow, is that really possible?
Is that right?
Well, because you said there's a level of skepticism that's just built into their position because they've been burned before.
And I like that because I'm in the same position. Right?
Exactly.
I'm in QA, right. So I'm skeptical. And if somebody came and told me that, yeah, I can shave 60% off your car, I see that. Show it to me.
Right? Well, keep up the good work, man. And thanks so much for coming by and visiting with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Nice meeting you guys as always.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.